Banff. Banff is one step closer to reducing single-use items, including an outright ban on plastic shopping bags. Town Council passed first reading of the single-use reduction bylaw, which will come back for second and third reading on January 9. If passed, the new legislation would come into effect for all businesses by July 1, 2023. Officials say the bylaw focuses heavily on the overall reduction of single-use items such as grocery bags, straws, containers, cups and cutlery rather than banning one specific material like plastic. "It's about getting back to the basics when it comes to reuse," said Carla Bitz, Environment and Sustainability Coordinator for the Town of Banff. "It doesn't necessarily require a ton of innovation, but just requires us to think back several years when we were commonly sat down and given reusables on a normal basis." Bitz said Banff's bylaw targets specific items, regardless of plastic content. "This is because other disposable items may be made of materials other than plastic, including compostable items that still end up buried in the landfill. Despite common belief, recyclable and compostable products do not break down in the landfill," said Bitz. The proposed new legislation is a key step towards achieving the town of Banff's goal to divert 70% of waste from landfill by 2028 and zero waste to landfill by 2050. The bylaw specifically bans single-use plastic checkout shopping bags and requires businesses to charge a minimum fee of 25 cents on paper bags and $2 on reusable bags. The bylaw also requires dine-in businesses, including fast food joints, to provide reusable plates, bowls, cups and accessory items like cutlery for food or drinks consumed on the premises. Existing businesses are eligible for an exemption if they demonstrate they do not have adequate dishwashing capacity that meets the requirements of Alberta Health Services, provide a reusable option for takeout food, or are a nonprofit or charitable organization. Councillor Barb Pelham said she truly hoped fast food chains and the food court at the Cascade Shops would get on board. "It's great to hear that they're accepting reusable cups, but are they really going to implement dishes for cheeseburgers and for coffee for eating, and drinking, in their restaurant?" she said. "I think that's fascinating if they're really willing to pivot." Bitz said requirements for reusables for on-site dining are also coming into place in several other jurisdictions. "We'll see, I guess. There's already templates for doing that based on other jurisdictions having a similar type of regulatory requirement," she said. "For the food court, we would ask that they comply and look to figure out a system that works for them to get on to reusable foodware. We have seen that happen in other food courts in other places as well." The bylaw also applies to accessory items such as single-use spoons, forks, knives, chopsticks, utensils, straws, stir sticks, splash sticks, cocktail sticks, toothpicks, prepackaged condiments and napkins. These cannot be given out unless a customer specifically asks for them and self-serve stations are not permitted. Lastly, the proposed bylaw also requires that takeaway businesses must support customers who choose to bring their own containers and requires that all disposable foodware is compostable or recyclable within Banff streams. The proposed legislation was developed through consultation with members of the community, including an advisory committee of business representatives. Enforcement would be conducted on a complaint-based, education-first approach. Depending on the success of the bylaw, council may consider additional regulatory measures in the future, such as requiring that businesses provide a reusable option for takeaway services and requiring they charge a minimum fee on disposable cups, containers, or takeaway services. "There seems like a really strong sentiment for voluntary action from the business sector," said Bitz.